Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, once upon a time.
Mm-hmm.
In a land.
Want me to sit crisscross applesauce?
Far away. There was a very nice woman.
Mm-hmm.
Who had a very nice young man.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
The year was, who knows? The day was March 27th.
Yeah, it was.
That man ended up being John Lopez.
Mm-hmm.
John Lopez went to school.
Mm-hmm.
John Lopez studied hard.
I did.
His mom always instilled that work ethic in him and those family values.
Yeah, she did.
One day, John Lopez decided, I'm going to work in sports media.
I did.
And despite all of the trips to the bathroom to blow coke at Blanco's Mexican Cafe, John Lopez created a four-decade-long career doing what he loved to do. Happy birthday, John Lopez.
Well, thank you, I think. thank you. That's I'm convinced that ever since I made it clear that I've never really made a big deal about my birthday, people really get a lot of excitement, a lot of satisfaction out of wishing me happy birthday.
You know
birthday.
What I've always said about birthdays, right? You know what I've always said about birthdays?
What's that?
Being born is not an accomplishment.
It is not.
Congratulate my mom. Congratulate whatever. Like, or tell her you feel sorry for her.
But it's appreciated.
I did nothing.
Yeah. But it is much appreciated. This is what happens when you get to a certain age, okay? I forgot my phone today at home when I left. My daughter brought me some tacos. I was kind of, you know how you're off balance? You know, you have that balance of wallet here, phone here, whatever. So I left the house kind of off balance. And as soon as I realized it, I'm almost here to the office. I'm like, dang it, I am getting old. Anybody can lose their phone, can forget their phone.
Well, I'm actually kind of proud of you for this. Like, because I think it takes a good, solid, grounded person to forget their phone.
Yeah.
So I'm actually pretty pleased with you for doing that. I think that's a big step, man.
It wasn't on purpose.
Well, I mean, whether it was on purpose or not, just the fact that you did it and you didn't freak out about it.
You picked the right day to do it, too.
Yeah.
I think you deserve
your phone
a lot of credit. I think
going to have about 800 messages, man.
You deserve credit for that.
Yeah. It is funny, though, well, like when it is your birthday, like people that you haven't talked to in a long time that text you. You know they really, really do. Like, that's a sincere birthday. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not like...
How do you feel about the Facebook post? I don't mind the Facebook post. I think it's cool.
It's cool. It's very much appreciated. Figgy just posted something on Twitter. Those are some great pictures, Figgy. And like I said, it's not unappreciated. But, like, when you get the early, like, from people that you haven't talked to in a while, you know that they're really like, okay. You know, I got to put it on my calendar. I got to tell John happy birthday.
Yeah. So there you go.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What's the plan tonight, you?
You know, I like to keep it low key, but the family's coming over.
Okay.
Family's coming
that's
over.
Low key.
And just
the whole
kinda,
family's coming over on a Wednesday.
Yeah, just in my house.
I don't know if that's low key.
We're gonna have dinner. Well, we're not having a party. it's just hey, let's have dinner. My wife did that. I would have just as well warmed up some food or cooked something and. Watch one of my favorite shows, but that's okay. I love having the kids over, especially the grandkids. That's the best. That's the best part. That's the best part.
Well, she doesn't know it's your birthday, though.
Yes, she does.
She has no idea.
Don't ruin this for
I'm just
me.
Telling you, she doesn't know.
She sent me a picture.
I mean, no.
Well, her mom did.
Yeah. Yeah, she doesn't know.
She was all dolled up.
She has no clue.
the other one sent me a picture too, and she's laying. She's young, so
she's 2 months. She has no deal.
Yeah,
no
she's
idea.
Just kind of laying there. But the older one, that's 16, 17 months, whatever it is, she got all dolled up and said, "Happy birthday, Hop."
She dressed herself.
Maybe I don't know.
I doubt it. She don't know, man.
She's pretty smart.
She don't know.
She's
bro.
Pretty developed. She's pretty advanced.
She has no idea.
Yeah.
Shout out to all the loopholes. If you listen, you are one. So this is the eve of a really big time around here. In the Loop's going on the road. How about that?
Yeah, man.
We're going on the road tomorrow. If you are able to join, we'll be at Tom's Watch Bar downtown. We'll be close to the Astros, who are going to open the season shortly after we get off the air. So if you want to come pour up at Tom's Watch Bar with us tomorrow, John Lopez, beers on him.
Nope.
And 10 to 2. So come by, say hi. J-Lo's got you.
I don't got anything.
He'll cover you.
They should buy him a beer for his birthday.
Tomorrow I'm going to forget my wallet.
I think we should day drink tomorrow.
I'm in for a little day drinking.
Okay.
It's a Thursday.
Okay.
I'm in for that.
Okay.
Yeah, well, that's definitely a possibility.
Okay.
Yeah, a probability, maybe.
Yeah, there you go.
Maybe a probability. In fact, it is a probability.
So the Texans, we've had all these hopes for the Texans, and we feel like the Texans are ready to take that next step.
Mm-hmm.
Here is the words of Kyle Brandt, and I think this is interesting. The Texans, unlike a lot of the other teams that are on the big stage, they can't create hot takes.
Well, this is where if it was another show, I would be all incredulous and I'd start screaming at you guys. Are you ridiculous? These guys are terrible. They're going to choke. Like, that's nonsense BS. We don't do that on the show.
Nope.
So I'm actually going to actually agree with you. The Texans, you got to think of, like, they dropped their first album and it's like, it's a smash. It's platinum, like a hot album.
Yeah.
Boom, blowing up. Rookie head coach and rookie quarterback together and just massive, multi-platinum album. What is the follow-up album? A lot of times that second album, you get famous, you get money. Like, it's just the magic isn't there in the studio. So you look at some comps, all right? Last times over the last couple decades, couple years, we've had first-year head coach, first-time head coach, and rookie quarterback. Sometimes they make a splash, right? What happens in that second album? Guys, it goes well.
Really?
Andrew Luck and Chuck Pagano, right back to the playoffs in the second year. Mark Sanchez and Rex Ryan, right back in the playoffs the next year. Joe Flacco and John Harbaugh, right back to the playoffs next year. There was no dud second album. And I don't see one here. I think they have next. It's March. It's tough to predict.
Yeah.
I think the AFC North cannibalizes itself. I think the AFC East cannibalizes itself. I think the West is going to be absolutely wild and unpredictable because of Jim Harbaugh. I don't love the South. I don't see anybody who's like, they really got something cooking. Maybe Jacksonville, but we've been waiting on Jacksonville.
First of all, I love the analogy with the albums. I think that's a great analogy. It got me to even look up some of the all-time great debut albums, which maybe we'll talk about later. But anyway, they tried. They tried to create a hot take. Like, because that's what they wanted to do. You know, it was on Good Morning Football yesterday, and they're trying to get, like, okay, back and forth, all this. They tried. They couldn't. they couldn't create a hot take for the Texans.
Yeah.
Does that
mean we're still in the honeymoon phase?
No, I think it's like we're convinced phased. Like, they're convinced that this team is going to do it. Like, and the reasoning was very sound.
Do what? You said do it. Do what?
Make another run. Make another run, whether it's a division and playoff appearance or even further than that. Who knows? Like, his reasoning was incredibly sound. He backed it up with, some examples. And they're in a division that has a lot more questions than answers. So they're going to have a longer camp now. They're going to be more prepared, you know, because of the Hall of Fame game. They're hard to create hot takes on. However, that's why we're here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You got some hot takes?
That's why we're here.
You got some hot takes. By the way, we're going to hear from the McNairs. 11:20. Cal and Hannah, shoulder to shoulder. Mm-hmm. We're going to hear what they had to say live from Florida. So don't miss that. 11:20. Don't go anywhere. John Lopez, he's going to accept the challenge.
Yeah, man.
Give us the hot takes.
They threw down the gauntlet. I'm going to give you – I've got hot takes on this team for days. Now, just so everybody knows, I don't believe these. Or very little do I believe all these. But you can create some hot takes on this team.
On this Texan squad,
yeah,
right
hell
now.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, you can create some hot takes. You want one?
Give me one.
C.J. Stroud is a system quarterback.
Oh, wow.
He's heating up!
Let me tell you. He was good, very good at Ohio State. Was great against Georgia. But it wasn't until he got with Bobby Slowick that he exceeded all expectations. Like, beyond all expectations. Again, I don't believe this. But like, you can say Bobby Slowick did it. Bobby Slowick's offense found that magic. So, what's going to happen when Bobby Slowick inevitably becomes a head coach?
Well, fortunately for us, that's not this year.
No, it's not this year. You want another hot take?
Give me a hot take. We're trying to create hot takes.
I am heating up
with the Houston Texans, which is apparently hard to do for the National.
He's heating up.
The Texans are cheap.
They're what?
They're cheap.
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 How's that?
Well, why did they miss on Mike Evans? Money.
Well, he decided to stay. He never hit the market.
They could have money whipped him. Why did they miss on Chris?
Free agent.
Why did they miss on Christian Wilkins? Money.
Well, good. I'm glad they're cheap on that.
Why did they miss on Saquon Barkley? Money.
And home.
What's up with Justin Simmons? Money.
Texans are cheap.
You wanted hot takes.
Right. He's heating up.
I've got hot takes.
All right.
Here's one that I think there's a tiny, tiny, less than 1% chance that this is actually a little bit of a solid take. Less than 1% chance. Nick Caserio is going to leave to become Patriots general manager. Let me explain.
Oh, my! He's on fire!
Let me explain. The Patriots still do not have a general manager, a titled, named general manager. When they created this, you know, they brought in Mayo and they created this next generation in New England, they made Elliot Wolf, quote, director of scouting. Not general manager, director of scouting. But everybody's saying, well, he's the de facto general manager. Well, a de facto general manager isn't general manager. And Nick Caserio's had some very, very nice things to say about Elliot Wolf as recently as this past week.
Okay.
And Nick Caserio leaves at some point in the not too distant future to become Patriots general manager.
I think they'd be fine. They're in good shape. And a lot of it has to do with Caserio's work.
Yeah, yeah. You want an even hotter, piping hot take?
Give it to me.
Davis Mills is going to end up being a cancer in the quarterback room.
Oh, come on.
Oh, my! He's on fire!
Think about this.
Well, he should be the backup. Case Keenum's fried.
But think about this. He's been a starting quarterback. He was in a, quote, competition.
Well.
Quote. Well. Competition last year to be starting quarterback. He has said he wants to be a starting quarterback. We have the audio. He has said he wants to be a starting quarterback. Davis Mills is going to either demand a trade or just pout and be a cancer in the quarterback room. I got one more that's going to set you off.
Yeah, you're forcing this.
No, that's not forcing it. You wanted hot takes. That's what hot takes are. This one's going to set you off the deep end. Are you ready, Figgy?
Yep.
Charlie Heck will start more games at tackle than Titus Howard.
Oh, my! He's on fire!
Let me explain this one.
Oh, God.
Did you know
that
they're both 27 years old?
I did.
That Heck is actually younger by 200-plus days?
Okay.
Did you know Heck has started more games at tackle the last 3 years than Titus Howard has?
That I did not know.
Did Nobody's talking about
but
guy.
Yeah, I guess since Tunsil missed all that time, that's, that made it possible.
Yeah. Did you know Charlie Heck has had only one penalty and one sack allowed last season?
In how many games? Like one game?
No.
Two?
No, it was five, four.
Okay.
Something like that.
Okay.
Hey, man, you wanted hot takes. I'm giving you hot takes.
I mean, that one doesn't seem... I mean, it's...
It's
that seems a little more reasonable.
It's yeah, it's a lot more reasonable than that other crap you just heard.
It's plausible. Well, rate them. C.J. Stroud, system quarterback. Texans are cheap. Casario's going to leave to be Patriots GM. Davis Mills wants out. Charlie Heck will start more games.
I can dismiss the last four. The fifth one is the only one that I can even listen to.
Figgy?
I agree, man. You talk about the more realistic hot take?
Mm-hmm.
What? That last one, man.
By the way, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
What is with these people? Like, do Figgy's in the dark.
I don't understand.
It was
this.
Dark when we got in here. What's going on with that?
Why
are people working in the dark?
He likes to work in like a cave.
Yeah. I don't know what was going on there.
I want the exact opposite when I'm working. I want it bright.
Well, I mean, we're on camera. I mean, we're not in witness protection.
Well, that too.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. That just it just kind of seems like if we're going to have a web stream or something like that, maybe turn the lights on. I'm not like an expert or anything, you know, but I would think that would make sense, perhaps.
No, I don't get it. I really don't. I mean, to me, that would be depressing and it'd make you tired or sleepy or something.
Well, you know, Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports.
You don't, like,
Sports
you don't have
Sports
energy.
Radio yeah, you just don't. You don't seem to be hammering it home.
Yeah, exactly. With hot takes.
Well, yeah. Here was Hannah McNair talking about expectations. God, Hannah's popular, man. Every time she talks, people get excited. This is Hannah McNair talking about the expectations and the leadership of this Texans organization.
Right, you want high expectations. You don't want to go into something going, okay, I hope we just make playoffs. Oh, I hope we get to a winning season. You always want the expectations to be high. And I think that the fact that we're in those conversations is a testament that of the decisions that have been being made over the last couple of years. And I couldn't be more proud that Cal's mom wants Cal to lead this team going forward. And I just think that's a testament to the work that has been put in.
Alrighty. She brings it, man.
All righty.
She brings it.
She said, screw your division titles.
Yes. I wish we could just have, like, D'Amico and Hannah talking about all things Texans.
What about Cal?
Well, Cal's okay, but Hannah really kind of leads the way there.
Yep. I am done with 6'10".
Sorry, Cal. I mean, she does.
Yeah, she brings the fire, and yeah. I think it's going to get more intense.
Yeah.
It's going to get more intense.
Heck yeah. Yeah, it is.
She's the feds, too, man.
She's the feds? What do you mean?
Oh, she's the feds, brother.
How so?
She knows every damn thing we say.
Oh.
She is the feds.
Oh, yes, she is. I don't have my phone with me, otherwise I could show you something.
Yeah. She's on that, man. And congratulations to Cal and Hannah. We'll hear from them at 11:20 what they had to say. Coming up next, though. If you wanted to be encouraged about the Texans' place in the division, then there's some news that just dropped that's going to make you feel really, really, really good. Plus, speaking of Hannah, what did she think about the Texans' uniform models? You'll hear what she had to say next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!